you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory of God rests on you. That was 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. We're carrying with us a little of that Shekinah glory from yesterday's gathering of our first ever meeting of the First Lady Ministry, which reaches pastors' wives and women in leadership positions. And it was a glorious occasion. We're going to try to recap it a little. Rachel couldn't stay over and be a part of today's broadcast, but I think I'm going to lead off with a song. She's a very gifted singer-songwriter. She's a part of the Kramers. Many of you may have heard her in concert over the years. She travels all over the country with her family, and she was a gem. She shared on so many different levels and I think blessed all the gals yesterday. It was a glorious time bringing these women from different churches and denominations and life experiences. It was a total success. Great food, great fellowship, great prayer time. And then Rachel West Kramer touched on a number of different topics. She gave us like six or eight different, if you will, devotional thoughts that I think really blessed us all. So we'll talk a little about that. Joining me in the studio is one of our board members, drove all the way up from Tennessee. And so Peggy Myers is in the studio with us. We appreciate Peggy. She's served on this radio board for a long time. So we'll get her to share a little. My wife, Holly, this is like her radio debut. She always wants to be behind the scenes. And I think in the 10 plus years that we've been married, one time she was in the studio and I think said about four words. So we'll see if we can get a half a dozen out of her this time. She worked really hard yesterday at the First Lady Ministry gathering, as did our new superstar. I was going to say volunteer, but she volunteered for a little while. And then we said, we got to hire Ani Lutchman, and she's been great. And she was working as hard as Holly, running around, getting everything set, checking in the ladies and encouraging them. So we're going to have those three comment a little of what we saw God doing. But first, I'm going to lead off with a song by Rachel Kramer, and it's on her CD, Sing Me There, The Kramers. And this is the first song. It's titled Sing Me There. And she was telling me personally she loves this song because it talks about how God will meet you during points of disappointment or heartache or when there's pressures on you or when you really need to be met by the Lord, find his healing or his comfort or his power or pushed into a situation. He'll meet you there. And so she's singing about Sing Me There, because when we worship God, it helps calibrate our mindset. It helps us get grounded. And usually blessings follow as we think about the Lord's goodness. And so here is Rachel West Kramer, part of the Kramers, singing Sing Me There, her title cut off the CD, Sing Me There.
Well, I travel far on this narrow way. I've seen valleys low, walked the desert plain. And when shadows fall, there's a sweet refrain that leads me all the way. When the voice of doubt is the voice I hear, let the melody that I love so deep echo loud and clear, sing me there. Sing me there in the time of trouble, when I can't find my song. Sing me there when the load is heavy and the battle
song. Sing me there when the load is heavy and the battle's raging on. Oh, sing me on to victory. Let praise us fill the air till I find my hallelujah. Sing me there. Oh, sing me there in the time of trouble when I can't find my song. Sing me there when the load is heavy and the battle's raging on. Oh, sing me on to victory. Let praise us fill the air till I find my hallelujah. Sing me there. Sing me there.
That was Rachel Kramer on her CD Sing Me There, titled Sing Me There, and she was our keynote, our first ever speaker for the First Lady Ministry that was launched yesterday. And we have actually the next 7 months all lined up with speakers, and it was a fabulous turnout. We just love seeing all these ladies from different denominations and life experiences come together. It's been an answer to prayer. In fact, I think it was a little over 3.5 years ago, Holly, that you and I were talking about God doing something new in the Springfield area. And we've seen him work through the ministers in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. We launched the Ministry Leaders Network about 4 years ago, and that brings together anywhere from 35 to about 55 pastors and ministry leaders. And so that's been a blessing. It's always the first Thursday of every month. And in fact, it's a shout out. Tomorrow we meet again, and we're going to have, I think, close to 50 people have responded. And our special speaker is Jessie Herring, Sister Herring, Pastor Herring. She was at yesterday's gathering, and she closed out our time in prayer. A fireball for Jesus, loves the Lord, and I can't wait to see what message she brings tomorrow in Champaign for our ministry leaders luncheon. But yesterday we gathered all these women of God, and the goal was to pour into them as their servants of the Lord. As many times there's many unrealistic demands on their lives, many times their husbands maybe are the pastor or senior pastor, and so people have expectations on how they're supposed to be involved in the church or how they should do ministry, how they should dress, what kind of shoes they should wear. I mean, there's a lot of different expectations on these women of God, and some are pastors themselves, so they're leading a church and overseeing all the different facets of that ministry. Others are involved as missionaries or evangelists or overseeing a ministry like the Pregnancy Resource Center. So these women of God have a high calling, and so our thoughts, our goals, our plans over the last few years have been, how can we pour into these women? How can we encourage and bless them? So it's to encourage, to edify, and to equip them to be efficient, to be filled with the Lord, and be able to serve and be that conduit. Well, Rachel West Kramer, who you just heard sing, she poured into these gals, and so we're going to do a little bit of a recap with some people that were there. As I mentioned, our board member Peggy Meyer, Holly Burns, and Ani Lutchman. Now, Holly and Ani, they were behind the scenes most of the time that Rachel was speaking and sharing, but they helped with the setup. Everyone commented how wonderful everything looked. We had different tablecloths and patterns and gifts. Where did you get all those earrings? So there was a gift. All the women got earrings. Holly, where'd those come from?
Online shopping. Okay. I bought online.
Online shopping. And then we had little scripture cards that were all laid out. And Ani, you were welcoming and checking people in. We had little name badges that were all custom made for everyone with their names. And who did the centerpieces?
Ani.
Okay, Ani. So what was the idea behind the centerpieces?
Just kind of pretty. You match the colors a little bit, kind of springy. And then the fresh eucalyptus I thought would smell nice.
So here we met at the Salvation Army Community Center. It's just a phenomenal facility. So you have this cafeteria area, but think of it decorated, colorful, tablecloths, all the food laid out. And we'll talk about the food because it was fabulous. It was wonderful. The cookies were a tasty dessert, but everything was color coordinated. And Rachel, Rachel, who came, she had purple on. She got a purple name badge. I don't know if you know that. She goes, how did you know I was going to be wearing purple? And then where she sat down, there was something else that was purple. And she thought, wow, this was coordinated well. But everything looked really nice. And we met at noon and we went to 1:30. It's actually 1:31. Everyone was walking out the door. So we were very timely. And I appreciate Ann Hogan kind of on the fly. I told her beforehand that she would facilitate our time of prayer. So we wanted to emphasize the importance of prayer. So she led everyone through a time where they prayed for the person next to them, prayed a blessing over the person. And I think that really set the tone. So basically, everyone arrived, we checked them in, they got their gift, got their name badge, went through the food line, sat down, enjoyed the food, great fellowship. And then we transitioned from the, if you will, the lunchroom area through a doorway. And then we were in this beautiful worship center. So thank you, God, for the Salvation Army, for Major Eddie, for Stephanie and the team. They went above and beyond. In fact, there was a number of tables set up and they tore down the ones that we didn't use. So we had 9 tables with 6 chairs so we could accommodate over 50 people. And it was just wonderful how nice it looked. And they helped do the sounds. So it was just a fabulous time. And we talked about where we could easily get 100 or 150 ladies. So here's a little heads up. We'll be meeting the first Tuesday of May. And so, ladies, if you're a pastor or you're a wife of a pastor or you're in a ministry leadership position, we invite you to stop by our website and you can check in. Just look for the I'm a Pastor's Wife, What's Your Superpower? That's the graphic we currently have up. I'll probably do a picture of some of the gals or something so it's easy to know where to click. Or you can call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or just call at WLUJ. That's 217-528-2300. 217-528-2300. Okay, so that's a little overview. They were all nervous and they didn't want to talk. So they said, please just keep talking, fill up like 16 minutes and then let the song go and then we don't have to say anything. But Peggy, you were there as a board member and as a woman that's been in ministry in a lot of facets, whether it's been trips to Israel and the supportive roles you've had there, or whether it's ministering at the retirement community that you're a part of. But you came up from Tennessee as a great board member, as a supportive person in the ministry. But what were maybe some of your takeaways? Because Rachel was great, but you got to meet all these women too.
It was great. It was nice to see how everyone met new people and were transparent and sharing their life stories around the tables. And Rachel, too, was very transparent in her speaking and really encouraged women to put Jesus first. Another thing, Mark, I appreciated about Rachel was how honoring she was of her husband. And she made a point of letting us know through some of the stories that she asked for his permission before sharing them, and just her humility in sharing and being transparent.
Yeah, to use a guy's illustration, she knocked it out of the park. I guess women like baseball too, but Rachel was fantastic. And Holly and Ani, you put in a lot of hours hauling the churches, preparing name badges, the centerpieces, the different things to make it nice, all the coordinating. We worked on the flyers, Ani. You did a lot of this 8-person pictured flyer that highlights some of the gifts of these women and what they're going to be speaking on. Basically, you and I worked a long time on that. I love the one you did with Rachel, but you put in a lot of effort. Do you feel like God rewarded you through what you saw going on yesterday?
You say a lot of effort, but it was really just a lot of fun and very exciting getting prepared for all of this. I think Mark and Holly probably worked the hardest and the longest, so we thank them for that. And it was a beautiful time. The best reward, I think, was to see all the ladies walking out smiling nice and big and seeing how much they loved their time and how much they loved Rachel. And a lot of the ladies had mentioned they maybe had seen her in concert, and it was excellent to just come and see her being not up on a stage singing beautifully, but to see her as a real person talking and encouraging the ladies. And it's a huge blessing
I feel absolutely blessed.
Yeah, well, how I measured that is how many ladies stayed afterwards and talked, and friendships were being forged. And so women, if you're a pastor or a pastor's wife, or you are in ministry leadership, we invite you to come join us in May. It's always the first Tuesday of every month. In fact, Andrea Krugler, she drove in all the way from Cisna Park. So she and Nancy Miller, another board member, was also here. She came in from Savoy, Illinois. So this isn't just for the Springfield area and vicinity. You can drive in, you can carpool it with friends from Champaign or Bloomington or Decatur. I know we had some women from Decatur and outside the Springfield area, but we're going to hold this on the first Tuesday of every month into the future, and we invite all women that are pastors or pastors' wives or women in ministry leadership to come join us. And so, Holly, I'm going to put you on the spot again. I know you don't want to talk, and they have their comfort food out in front of them. They both talked about if we're going to have to be in the studio, we're bringing this comfort food into the studio because they're really nervous. But you have to feel somewhat rewarded that God blessed these ladies because they hung around, they talked, they were vibrant, they were encouraged, they looked forward to the next time. So I know you will say, praise the Lord that he accomplished this, but do you personally feel like it was rewarding to put all this energy and effort into it? Okay, she's nodding her head. Jeez. And so, besides praise the Lord, what else do you want to say?
I'm very blessed to serve.
Mm-hmm.
It was rewarding to see all the ladies smile and get blessed through this event. And I hope next time I will see more first ladies and ministry leaders come to join us.
And the food was provided by Bella Milano, Italian food, and it was fabulous. In fact, I told everyone we need you to eat seconds and thirds. The salad was scrumptious. What was the pasta?
Alfredo.
With the white Alfredo, that Alfredo sauce. Oh, was that tasty. And then the lasagna was to kill for. I shouldn't use that analogy, but it was so tasty. It's that sweet sauce that I don't know how they do that, but it was a special recipe, and we appreciate the team there.
Oh, Mark, don't forget, we also have variety healthy fruits.
Yeah, so it wasn't just pasta and lasagna. We did have a variety of these great salads with all the fixings, but we did have a variety of fruits. There were strawberries and grapes and other things. So we'll try to accommodate in our future menus a variety of things. And then the cookies came from, was that you that got the cookies, Annie, or was that Amelia? And where were the cookies from?
Crumble
and
cookie.
And then that's spelled unusual, right?
Just like crumble, but no E.
Okay, crumble without the E. Mm. Very tasty, moist. So they didn't crumble. They were just moist and ready to be eaten. And so we appreciate that team and how God pulled it all together. So we all noticed that Rachel was very transparent when she shared. Peggy, you said that she wasn't just an actor up on stage or somebody that's so professional that just goes out there and sings. She shared many things from her personal life and her own struggles and heartaches and the disappointments, but yet said God has always provided and worked through the situations. So she was a delight. And in fact, next month at our First Lady Ministry Luncheon, it's going to be L.T. Doss, and she's going to share a message with everyone. So we appreciate that whole Doss family, so well known in the Springfield area. I think there's 5 different churches with Dosses pastoring them in Springfield. So LT, appreciate the message she's going to bring next month. And we have a great lineup. Many of you know Donna Leland. She'll be in a few months. And Dr. Cynthia Thomas is a physician here in Springfield. She'll be sharing. June Agama, she was here and gathered with everyone. Appreciate her various ministry roles in the community and around the world. Dr. Pamela Law, she's the president at Parkland College. I can't wait to have her in to share with everyone. And as mentioned, Jesse Herring, who closed our time in prayer. She was just phenomenal, anointed of the Lord, and really blessed all of us as she closed in prayer. And she'll be my speaker tomorrow at the Ministry Leaders Luncheon in Champaign. So I can't wait for everyone to meet and hear from her. And then Carrie Boosman from the Bloomington area. She helps oversee a counseling ministry. She's the founder of Truth and Love Counseling and Care, and she'll also be one of our upcoming speakers. So please be praying for this First Lady ministry. We see God using it to encourage, equip, and empower these women of God, and we hope that'll have an impact on their churches and the ministries that they serve at, that they'll bless their husbands in various ways. Many of their husbands are pastors or ministry leaders, and we just think how key it would be for God to gather all these women from different denominations, life experiences, and come together in the name of Jesus and then be a blessing into the community. So we're excited to see how God's going to do that in the days ahead. Thank you, Holly, for joining us. Ani, you're doing great. You know Ani. She's been with the ministry for a few months now and is turning into a superstar behind the scenes. You'll hear her voice answering many of the phone calls or calling you up to verify that you're going to be a part of this ministry or assisting in various ways. And then Peggy Meyer, you've served on our radio board for, what, 8 years? How many years? A bunch of years.
Since 2017.
2017. So about 7 years. So appreciate Peggy driving in and being a part of things. And she's got luncheon appointments, I think, every day this week while she's in town. So I don't know if I'll see you on Thursday tomorrow, but we appreciate you. And I know you'll be here in Springfield for our board meeting at the end of this month. So thank you, God, for the team that he's brought together. Thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. May you be blessed today, and may you, like Rachel, be transparent to your friends, to those that know you well, so they can pray for you specifically. Don't hold back. Let them know that you're struggling through different things, and God will use them and use you to bless others in the days ahead. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Holly Burns, Peggy Meyer, and Ani Lutchman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.